You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo, it only happens sometimes once, twice, maybe even three times a year. But I can confirm it is happening again, and I'm so much looking forward to it.
So this happens more than annually. I wasn't familiar. I'm not really an expert in this particular field.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it happens sort of annually, though, so.
Right.
Is whenever Apple bring out brand new emojis.
Okay, yeah,
that you
cool.
can use on your phone, so, there's already a lot, but, you can get a bit bored with them. And you want some new ones.
I don't think I've used them all up yet.
I know, I don't think I've either.
Like, I don't think I need new ones.
I don't think
I've
ever sent a text with, the Czech Republic flag emoji in, but you never know. Yeah. Today's the day. Also, Apple have announced 100 new emojis will be rolled out at some point during October.
Okay.
Now, some of them are very important, there's the transgender symbol has been added, which I think is very important to help people feel inclusive and all that sort of stuff. However, some, I don't know when you'd use them in a text message.
Okay.
So I want to ask you.
Let's be honest, people didn't think that peaches and eggplants are going to get used as much as they have.
That is a very good point. You've raised a good point. I've got a picture of all of them. Yeah, I'm just looking for some that look dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one of a snake there. That could get used to something else.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a magic wand. That could also get used as something else.
No, Harry Potter.
But Sim, I've got a couple that I just don't know when you would use them in a text message. So I want to put them to you. If I say the emoji,
okay,
can you think of using it in a text message that you would genuinely send to a friend or family member?
I'm not an emoji user.
I know, so it's perfect for you.
All right, I'll try.
All right, Simo. Mm-hmm. In what context would you use the emoji of a set of lungs?
A set of lungs. Oh, after a workout, after doing a bit of cardio, going for a run.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
That's it. Or if you were trying to get someone to quit smoking, just send them that every day for a year.
You know what? That would work. I was thinking, why would you need that? There's no reason, but you've given me two good reasons. So well done.
Thank you.
What about the emoji of a mammoth?
Ooh.
Unless you're watching Ice Age.
Is it a woolly mammoth?
It is a woolly mammoth.
Well, when it's cold.
That is true.
Thank you.
So your emoji game's getting better. All right, hang on. I'm not sure I really want to know the answer. I don't really want to know the answer to this next one.
Why? Because you know what I'm going to say? What's the deal?
Well, I think I know what it'll be used for, but I don't want to think of that. Simo, coming soon is an emoji of a toilet plunger.
Oh, really?
Hello, housemate. So we had takeaway last night.
Yeah.
Turns out it wasn't the freshest.
Yeah.
Toilet plunger emoji.
It could be used for that, like if you've got a negative opinion on something.
Yeah.
So like that was trash, so if your team lost on the weekend, their toilet.
Yeah, toilet plunger though.
Yeah, because it's used to clean things up.
I mean, well, I'll tell you what, Mike.
When someone got tackled really hard.
Yeah, I feel you'd need to explain it though.
Absolutely cleaned up on the weekend.
I feel you'd need to, if you kind of said to me, oh, did you see the footy? Yeah, player X got absolutely cleaned up and then a toilet plunger emoji. They'd be like, what type of cleaning up are you talking about?
Oh, you know, that's, I reckon it's ballpark.
Well, there you go. Well, that's another reason. Just quickly, thongs. There's a new emoji for that coming out. The dodo. I thought we already had a dodo one, but apparently we didn't.
Yeah, well, they always keep coming. They keep wanting them to come back, but they're still extinct.
Very true. An olive or, I think my favourite one. Okay. What text message would you use this emoji in context?
Yeah, okay.
It's of what looks like a piece of bread under a box which has been kind of put out at an angle. So whenever you come and take the piece of bread, the box will fall down and you'll be trapped.
Oh, it's like a trap.
Yeah, it's a trap emoji.
Oh, well, there you go. So any time that you feel trapped, maybe, or like you've, maybe it's one of those kind of like clickbait things. So like if you accidentally link an article to your mates and it's about something else.
Yeah.
As opposed to what you thought about it, you know, what it was in the first place.
Well, there you go. If you get a text from a mate, it pops up and you've got that the trapped emoji on it.
Yeah, don't open the link.
Delete and move on.
Do not open that link. Is there anyone that you're disappointed is not there? Anyone that really springs to mind that you really want?
Why is there?
Yeah, for me, I am really upset because there's the hand. I love the hand gestures. I'm a big fan of the. I love the hand signals. Big fan.
There are some more hand gestures, by the way, which I didn't go through.
You got this.
Hang loose surfing kind of thing.
Shaka, bro.
Yeah, with the, what is it, the thumb and the pinky.
You got devil horns.
Yeah.
I really want.
I love the flipping the bird one. I use that a lot.
I really want the Italian.
Yeah.
You know, like you're holding a piece of bread and waving it around in the air.
Simo, I've got a list of all the emojis here.
Is it there?
Have a look.
Come
on. Top row, third one in.
Yes! That is great news.
You've thrown the piece of paper away in joy.
That's so good. Ah, how good. Finally, I can speak with my hands through the internet.
Simo and Jordan.
Tattoos. We are exactly the kind of people that should have an opinion on such artworks.
Yes, because Simo, you and I have, if you were to count up all the tattoos on both my and your bodies, it would come to a nice round figure.
It would. We're notoriously bad mathematicians as well, but we can count that far.
It will come to zero because neither you or I don't have any tattoos at all.
Zip, however.
I can draw a bit of highlighter on my arm. Would that work?
I saw some pretty phenomenal ones this week.
Yeah.
There's a guy who has like a whole bunch of Netflix characters like tattooed on his back. Quite good.
Okay.
There was.
Or was it you just at the supermarket or something?
Yeah, she was shirtless walking past. There was.
Hang on. She was shirtless.
So there was Ragnar from Vikings.
Yeah.
There was Tommy Shelby from The Peaky Blinders.
Okay.
The Peaky Blinders. And also Walter White from Breaking Bad.
Oh, okay.
So all like pretty badasses, really.
Yeah.
My favorite part as well is that none of them had the title of the cinema franchise that they were from.
Okay.
Except for Vikings. It was like, just in case you didn't know.
Right.
This one here, this guy.
Well, maybe the tattoo was in the works. Maybe you had to go back this afternoon to get the other titles done.
That guy right there is from Vikings. Now, this brings us to something that crossed my desk during the week. A school teacher...
Something that crossed your desk. Make it seem like you got a secretary. Or something. Yeah, just pop it across my desk.
So a school teacher whose body, face and tongue is covered in tattoos has also had the whites of his eyes surgically turned black.
What?
And he has since been prevented from teaching at a French kindergarten. Now, I can't understand why.
So go through this again. So he's got the whites of his eyes.
Would you like to
are black?
Would you like to describe him? I do have a picture.
Yeah. Do you have a picture?
I do have an image, a picturesque moment.
I'm assuming that's him there.
That is him right there.
So, Simo, on your screen is a picture of a shirtless guy. He's completely bald. And I can see a tiny bit of skin, which is, you know, skin-coloured.
Yeah.
Kind of just under his sort of right armpit.
Oh, the nose is clean.
Oh, the nose as well.
Keeps his nose clean.
Okay, fair enough.
Yep.
The rest is completely covered in ink. It's so much. It's like the different things are on top of each other. I can't work out what they are. I think that's a wing there. I think there's a flower. There's some weird shape on his head.
Yeah.
So how much of his body, do you know, is it like 90% of his...
90%, yeah.
Is covered in tattoos. I kind of want to know, what's the percent that's not? What body part's not?
The nose, a couple of other bits that stick out probably.
That area would be quite painful to get tattooed, would imagine.
You know, you don't want to walk into things, you'd hurt your nose.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, he is quoted as saying, all of my students and their parents were always cool with me because basically they knew me. He estimated he spent about 460 hours under the tattooist's needle. It's only when people from far away can assume the worst.
Yeah.
He's got black eyes, though.
Yeah, I mean, it must be a parent-teacher night if you...
you're open for straight A's.
You know, you got a new student at the school, like a week in or something. His parents are coming into the school, parent-teacher. Hello, Mr. Johnson, or whatever your name is, and you're just like... Okay.
Little Johnny didn't tell me that he was being taught by the Punisher. It's like, whoa.
But all the best to this guy. Hopefully he can pick up another job. I don't think he should have got... What, he got fired for it, did he?
Yeah, well, he said last year he was teaching kindergarten and it was a suburb in Paris. When parents of a three-year-old child complained to educational authorities, they said that their son, who was not taught by him, but had nightmares after seeing him walk past the classroom.
Like, admittedly, he does look kind of scary.
Absolutely.
Not going to deny.
You'd have him host detention, wouldn't you? Like at lunchtimes?
Oh, yeah, 100. Like, no one would go to detention ever.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo, I'm not an expert on weddings by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh.
However, the first dance, I know that that's very important.
Okay, yeah.
You know, when they've just had the, you know, I do, et cetera, et cetera. No one's yelled out if anyone knows of why these couples should not be wed. No one's yelled out. So that's all done.
I should really learn this stuff.
Why are you getting married?
No, but I'm hosting another wedding reception. I've done one. I can't remember.
You got one. You did first, but you got so drunk you can't remember.
And I'm hosting another one soon. But does the father dance with the wife first? Or is that after?
I think there is a father-daughter dance.
Is there an order? Which one's supposed to happen first?
Simo, I said at the start I'm not a wedding expert.
Okay, right.
You're hosting a wedding. You should know.
I'm just checking. Maybe that was like one of the facts that you knew, but that's okay.
Don't give it away because it might be a surprise or anything, but the wedding that you are hosting that's coming up very soon.
Yes.
The first song that they have picked for the first wedding dance, do you know what it is? Just yes or no. Don't give it away.
No, I've got not a clue.
All right. Well, you might be able to give the happy couple some guidance.
Okay. Cool, I'm into it.
Because a survey has been done about the wedding songs that ended up in a happy marriage and the wedding songs that ended up in divorce.
That's awesome. I love that. That's very cool.
I know. I don't know how many people were surveyed, so I don't know how legit this is. But they've dead set come up with a list of all of the wedding songs that you should pick that statistically will give you a happy marriage.
Right.
And all of the first dance songs that you should avoid. Because statistically that'll lead to divorce and an unhappy marriage.
Interesting. It reminds me of the lead singer of Powderfinger hates that their songs are used for that.
Really?
Yeah, because he's like, it's not what the song's about.
What's his name again? Brendan something?
Whatever. Yeah, Powderfinger guys. Fanning.
Bernard Fanning. That's
the one. Yeah, he cannot.
Not Brendan. That's his brother. Brendan Fanning. Go away, Brendan.
Yeah, it's this one. He dislikes it being used for any kind of wedding reception or anything like that. The My Happiness.
Oh, the slinky one.
Yeah, this one here. He's like, why are people using this? Stop. It's not a good time.
Well, Simo, I can confirm that one's not on the list of either happy or unhappy.
Okay.
I'll start off with the happy. A couple of things that get not the very top, but quite close to the top.
Okay.
What do we got here? Elton John, your song, that makes it to the top.
Okay.
Aerosmith, I don't want to miss a thing.
Oh, how good.
That's quite close.
So is that successful happy marriage?
Yeah, so these are happy.
Brilliant.
Or Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely, that also gets to the top of the list. But however...
Cute.
Simo, the number one song that will lead to a happy marriage, 77% of marriages that do this song on the first dance are happy.
Okay.
It's another Elton John song.
Okay.
It's from, I think, The Lion King. It's this one. Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
And can you feel the love tonight?
77% of weddings that do this song for the first dance will be happy.
Wow. Well, that's nice. I'm happy for them.
Now should we go to what we've all been waiting for?
Honestly, what we all want to know.
The ones that end in unhappy marriages.
Okay, give it to it straight.
61%. This isn't the top, by the way. This is just we're building up to the top.
Okay.
What do we got? 61% of weddings that choose this song will be unhappy. Jason Mraz, I'm Yours.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Snow Patrol, Chasing Cars, 56% of marriages get unhappy. This is a weird one. 52% of marriages will end up being unhappy if the first dance is You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story.
Why are they picking that?
But the worst, by a country mile, Simo, 75% of marriages that pick this song for the first dance end up unhappily or in divorce. It's One Direction, it's Little Things.
I won't let these little things slip.
I mean, I guess the band broke up, so maybe there's a they were an unhappy band. It'll lead to an unhappy,
interesting
couple. I don't know.
I love the fact that this has been studied. I think there's also like a generation gap clearly at work here because Elton John, Can You Feel the Love, has been out for what? Came out 91, I reckon.
Whenever it was in The Lion King, so whenever that movie came
91,
out.
92, and. That means it's like, because, you know, like, are people getting divorced more frequently now? So, like, younger music
I don't know.
Is at a natural disadvantage, right? Because the younger person's kind of like, pack your bags and kicking them out of the house a bit quicker.
Maybe you're really good point. I've got the full list here, and traditionally sort of the older songs end up happier and the newer song. More or less, whenever COVID's over and we can all start going to weddings again, and Simo, when you're hosting weddings again, if you happen to be wandering past the church, and you hear a bit of One Direction playing,
no!
or Jason Mraz, or Snow Patrol.
No, stop the wedding! Sorry, I need to, because I'm taking care of the playlist. What songs do I need to take out?
Just anything from the year 2000 plus. Anything from 2000 plus, just grab it,
because it's long,
and we'll just go with old school stuff.
It's long story short, it's like young people are miserable.
Simo and Jordan.
And I did note something interesting last night, Jordan.
Okay.
You have a... I think you had to correct yourself. Your house is fully furnished.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Because you are on the lookout for someone to move in with you.
Yes. So currently, myself and my current housemate are looking for a third. Get in touch with the radio station if you want a housemate. Now, so there's various, you know, Facebook pages and social media and stuff that you
That's
can...
Right.
If you're advertising, you've got a spare room, put it up there. And, yeah, I chucked up a little post last night and getting a lot of responses as well.
So the vetting process has begun?
Yeah.
So you,
I'm Justin Bieber or something. My messages were going off the chain. Like, a lot of nice people, some crazies as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
But, you know.
So you had to make sure that everyone realised that it was furnished, just in case. You know, I don't live in an empty home.
Okay, so what's your... commenting on there is that I did do a post, let's say about a paragraph long, saying,
that's right.
Oh, this house, blah, 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 this much is rent, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
And then hit post and then realised, oh, no, I was meant to say that it was a furnished house
right,
as well.
Okay.
So just chuck that in the comments as well. So by the way, I forgot to say it's furnished.
So your mattress isn't on the floor. You're not sleeping.
No. Right, so it comes. So whoever moves in will be greeted with a bed.
Oh, fantastic.
And furniture in the room.
So the furniture, did you get it from IKEA? Where did you go?
I've no idea.
All right, no idea where it comes from?
Landlords dealt with that, not me.
Because I think you'd want to do a quick check to make sure it's not one of these.
Okay.
Some eagle-eyed shoppers, myself included, have noticed...
Hey, yourself included. You're reading the article. You noticed that after it's up the top of the page in big, bold writing.
So what has occurred is lots of those... I mean, I've never stepped foot in IKEA, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
It's where the devils roam. So the...
And cheap flat-pack furniture.
Speaking of the furniture, they have a lot of dumb names, don't they?
I don't think they're dumb names. I just think they're the names that they are in Swedish, because that's where IKEA's from.
Ah, well, like, for instance, Lazy Boy I don't think is Swedish. Yeah. I don't think it's a stretch to say that it's a Swedish word. I think that's probably an English brand that's been put together.
Lazy Boy, yes, I will grant you that is not.
So, which brings me now to a piece of furniture entitled the Squish Muffin. Now, it comes in several colours.
Okay.
Which is not helping.
What? Okay, there's no other way of saying this. What is a squish muffin?
A squish muffin is a lounge.
Okay.
It's like a lounge sofa. Now, there's a couple of different varieties of squish muffin available.
Okay.
You can upgrade to a squish meister.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What's
indeed.
The difference between a squish muffin and a... Squish Meister.
Well, you can kind of see there.
Is there a smaller one called a Squish Master?
There's slightly higher backs to the lounge couch.
Okay.
Their advertisers having generous curves, feather-filled cushions, and a raked back create the perfect spot for lounging.
Simo, are you doing some online shopping in a... buy a squish muffin.
It's worth mentioning as well, they also have another piece entitled the Cuddle Muffin Modular Sofa.
Is it IKEA?
Yeah, so is there any of those that take a fancy? Like, if you had to pick one out of those three, are you going the Squish Muffin, the Squish Meister, or the Cuddle Muffin?
Oh, the Squish Meister.
Squish Meister.
Any day of the week, just to say, imagine that on the various dating apps. Yeah, you want to come around? You can... sit on my...
Squish Meister. Well, it is a bit more business, isn't it?
It's
a bit
no,
more...
it's not.
It's a little bit more...
Can you imagine Donald Trump in the White House? Oh, yeah, I'm just doing business. This is my Squish Meister.
Well, it is more so than, like, say, for instance, if you had an office, like you say, right? And then you...
Big if there.
If the office had a Squish Muffin, a Cuddle Muffin, or a Squish Meister...
Yeah.
The Squish Meister's probably got you a little bit more in a work mode.
You know, I'm just having a look around the office of the radio station here.
Yeah.
I reckon it could do with a Squishmeister.
I agree.
Should we? I'll send an email to the boss.
I mean, there's not many things that make me angry, Jordan, but this one right here, get around it. Squish Muffin. relaxing across squish muffin feels just as you'd expect it to be based on its name. Generous curves, feather-filled cushions, a raked back create the perfect spot for lounging.
I feel like I have to keep saying, by the way, a squish muffin is a couch, not something else.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo, I want to go on a rant.
All right.
Okay. You know, one of the things cool. that I hate?
All right, yep.
Modern art.
Oh, all right, yes, I'm a big fan.
Well, you're a big fan of modern art.
And I'm a big fan of hating it.
I don't, I mean, if you're a fan of it, by all means, happy for you. But I just personally, I don't get it.
Mm.
Like, I've been to various modern art galleries.
Yes.
And you kind of walk in, like, back pre-COVID times, I went to one in Sydney.
Right.
And you kind of walk into the first exhibit. This is the big one. It's to get your attention. It's great. And then you walk in and it's a dead tree that's
okay.
just been chopped down and put in the middle of the room.
Okay,
and people are wandering by going, oh, yeah, I can see the artist was going for light and death and
it's a bit of a
shade and the colour palette is brilliant. This didn't even paint it.
A bit of
it's
a letdown.
It's just like he went to the park and got a tree, chopped it down, chucked it in a room and was, oh, that's art.
Okay, so what
then
do you
I went to the next room and there's like a chair with some like sheets and stuff kind of half-assed folded on top.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, look at this. It speaks about that's life a... and creation and
no, it's a great critique on the current political environment.
No, it's not. It's some sheets on a chair.
No, it's layers within layers within layers.
No, it's like... not. My bedroom at home, I've got a chair like that. It's not modern art just because I'm lazy.
You just don't get it, man.
Well, Simo, maybe we'll see if you get this. See if you can explain this to me.
Right.
A modern art installation has gone a bit viral in London.
Are you angry about it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Jeez.
Simo, it's on a road that leads into the University of London. Apparently, it was a student studying at that university.
Right.
Put this art installation in inverted commas together.
All right. Tell us what you really think,
Simo. What the art installation is it's 32 tons. Of carrots that have been dumped on a road.
Oh!
That is it.
Now that is art.
No, it's not.
That is...
He got a truck, he got some carrots, and he just dumped them on the road.
No, but they're structured like chaos, like how we're all feeling.
No, they're not. They're just carrots.
Everyone's...
He just got a whole lot of carrots and put them on the road.
Yeah, but everyone...
And people are talking like you. And it's not just get rid of it. We don't need it. Get it out of the way. People
the chaotic...
are trying to go to university and now they have to walk around 32 tons of carrots.
But aren't we all really
No, we're
just...
not all walking around 32 tons of carrots. I don't know where you live. But in my life, I don't see 32 tons of carrots just laying on the road.
But aren't we all really just carrots on this planet, like
Simo,
the road?
I can scientifically...
chaotically just spread all over the place, not knowing up from down, being carted from place to place with no real choice about where we end up.
Simo, I can categorically say no, we're not. We are not all like carrots lying on a road.
Aren't we all but destined in one way, shape or form to find ourselves in the ferocious open mouth of the rabbit?
No. No, we're not. No.
Metaphysically, metaphorically?
No.
Because the rabbit's mouth is, in fact, the doomed end that we all face as human beings.
No, it's not, though. When humans die, they don't go into a mouth of a giant rabbit in the sky. That's not how it works.
The mouth of the rabbit is like the dark tunnel.
No, it's not.
And the stomach is like the light at the end of which we shall move forth like carrots.
Look, if you really want to go to London and see 32 tons of carrots, you can. It's there until the 6th of October. I don't know how you're going to get to London, but anyway.
Are they peeled? Are they raw?
No, they're just carrots. Just got them out of the ground. He has said at the end of the when it's finished and he cleans up all of his carrots.
So what you're saying?
I will donate them to animals and farms. And all
there's something more to them. There's something that's there beneath the skin.
Mm. Yeah, carrots.
Much like human beings.
Yeah, if
beings.
You peel away the carrot skin, you get a carrot. That's what it is.
Great with tacos.
Modern art, get rid of it. We don't need it.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.